Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Hollering, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In a moment, Michael Briel, on cosmic numerology, which has fascinated me, will be joining us. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Steve.
Good evening.
Good evening. As Alfred Hitchcock would say, good evening. You know him. Steve, how are you? And tell us, can you please tell us what you do?
Absolutely.
You do such lovely things.
Thank you. Well, I'm a psychic medium like Bobby, and I'm a hermetic astrologer now as well. And so I use the right hemisphere of the brain, which is for the channeling and the mediumship, and then the left hemisphere of the brain, the more analytical half, with the hermetic astrology. And I like combining them because I find that it gives great evidence from spirit, but also very accurate insight into a person's psyche, other people in their lives, and what's occurring in life and what's likely to come up as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Yes, and you are a lot of fun. You're just kind of the fun guy around here. No, I really appreciate your work.
Thank you, Maureen.
I appreciate all the work, and I watched the course of me knowing your ongoing metaphysical work and what you've been really passionately getting into, and I really find it fascinating. You're doing
great.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. And hello to, let's go boy, girl, boy, girl, Brenda.
Hi, greetings. Brenda. Hi.
Greetings, women friend. Can you share with us what you do with everybody this evening, please?
Well, I work with all you lovely people at PsychicAccess.com, and I'm a predictive psychic, and I use the tarot, the crystal ball, and the playing cards, and I specialize in dates, times, and places.
Which I think that's fantastic. And I think that's even more fantastic because, well, you know, I think I've mentioned it before. I don't do that, but I think that's, and from what I can see and what I've heard on your reviews, you're quite something brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. And hello, Bobby.
Hello.
I saved the best for last. No, we're all great for last. No, you guys don't say that, but you know, Bobby. He has a close place in our hearts, I can say, for all of us. Well, I am speaking. I did. For all of us, they kick my butt later, but I don't care. Bobby?
Yes?
Can you please tell us who you are and what you do?
Well, sure. Yeah, sure. Psychic medium, and a lot like Steve, but Steve has put himself in a category all his own, hasn't he, with all of the different things. I just plain old talk to dead people and tune into us and our energy that's here, and then kind of help people move past certain limitations that they have. There's always vibrations in there. Somebody says something, here's the way that I believe that this is, and then what they're really feeling underneath. And I think if you can kind of get the two matched up and kind of balance people out as to not only what they're saying and what they believe in their perceptions, but kind of direct them away to more of source vibration, then I think it really helps us in our own lives. So that's what I use my abilities for.
Uh-oh. Okay, you can hear me, you guys. Sorry.
Did you hear all that?
I heard all that.
Okay.
So it's not like put a fork in me and I'm done because I'm a medium. I'm sorry. I love saying that silliness, but with you, it was it's more like you you sing the medium jive, don't you, to other people?
I do what with the jive?
You also sing. You have ears.
Oh,
singer,
yeah. There's a lot of different things I do. It's weird because people ask you all the different things that you do, and I sometimes am hesitant to say all the different things because I think people feel that the more that you do, that it takes credibility away. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's just the way in some people's minds. So if I say, yeah, I'm a psychic and I'm a medium and I'm a singer and I'm an actor. And, you know, I do website design and different things like that. And people are like, oh, so you don't really do just
Michael.
One thing. Or, they, you know, if you just said you were a stay-at-home psychic medium, they put a lot of value in just doing one thing. So I kind of get hesitant, not because I'm shy about it, only because I know of the resistance that people get, you know, when they hear of all those things. And so if when you're trying to help somebody, they immediately have resistance, that's no good. So I try to lower that as much as I can by not poking at the tiger.
I like that, poking at the tiger. Anyway, I'm going to do the I said the word because I'm meditating, everybody. Oh, and everybody in the chat room that I'm not able to interact with, hello there. So this is Maureen, and I'll tell you what I do. I do it all. I don't do it all. I always laugh because I do talk about how I do housework and such. Because us psychics do those normal things, or what womanly things, I guess you people in the male influence would call it. But I am an intuitive, empathic, deranged. No, I am a psychic consultant, intuitive. And also, I am an empath,
Michael,
which can be extremely tormenting at times when I don't know how to contain it. But I work at psychicaccess.com with the rest of my host here, and my work is what I must do. And sometimes I wonder, because it is difficult, and if I am really helping people, I'm a little bit hard on myself. But I think a lot of people that do the work that we do sometimes have that issue going on, or at least where I'm standing, I feel that way. And I let me see.
Yes, Michael.
So, but I don't know what you guys think about that, but I mean, Brenda, do you ever feel that your work is some, well, maybe not, you might be a little luckier.
What do you mean?
Do you use empath? Do you classify yourself as an empath as well?
I do, because, you know, if you've been working in this, you know, for as long as we have, you know, over 20 years, I mean, it encompasses everything, and empath is one of them.
Yeah, and it for a long, long time, I did not understand it till years go by, and then you find out more information about you're not crazy, you're an empath.
Well, you know, that's one of the new empath is kind of, you know, it's a relatively new term that's come out, you know. It's been recycled. You know, we used to just call it sensitive or psychic, you know. So
we're just holding on a moment before we can connect to the guests. So that's why, Steve, what do you think about numerology? Have you gotten into that part of the?
Yes, I've used numerology in workshops. It's particularly useful for helping people to understand their life path or their life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do very advanced numerology. It is very interesting, but the numbers correlate to letters of the alphabet and to tarot cards, the planets and signs of the zodiac, etc. So they carry similar energies. For me, it's another way of understanding oneself and the world. I haven't focused on numerology. I focused more on astrology, but definitely I would like to work more with numerology in the future.
Well, you know what's fascinating about the guest tonight? He's been a numerologist for 23 years, but he's appeared on a lot of Fox and public television, as well as over a lot of radio stations. But from what I was reading on his site, I think we might have him on now, huh? Hi, Michael. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know what? I just left the house and I walked down to the beach, and I didn't look at my calendar to see that I was on the air tonight. I remember the show, and I'm here, and I'm ready, but I got to get off of the beach to get away from this wind.
No, I got it. I live down at the beach, too, and I'm so you're on the beach walking, right?
No, I was sitting right by the ocean. The water is so warm. I'm in South Florida, down in Hollywood.
Oh, we were just talking about Florida. And in fact, because I live down at the East Coast, I mean, I live down at the West Coast on the beach in San Diego. So I was just talking about, you guys have, from what I understand, you've had an overrun of huge snails. Is that right?
Well, I haven't seen any up here, but I read about it online that they were like the size of rats. You know?
Yeah, are they for escargot?
I would think there wouldn't be much danger of being eaten by them since they don't move very fast.
That's okay.
But it reminds me of the Blob, the old movie from the
50s. Yeah, I kind of thought it was some type of warfare with those snails. I don't know what to think of that. But that in California, we haven't made. We don't have all those big bug things going on. We have warm weather, but we don't have those bugs going on here. Thank goodness.
It's another government plot.
It's another plot. Well, you know, you've worked. You know, I was talking. I know that we're having a time getting you a little bit, but here you are. But I was kind of. I was just about to go through that. You became how this. I was going to ask you something else, but I thought I might as well just go into this. That you became aware since you've been in 1985 while working in you're in the aerospace industry, correct?
Right. I left teaching because I wasn't making any money. Right. I said, where can I make some money? And at the time, it was aerospace. So I went there. My two office mates quit.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go on, Michael. I'm sorry. Don't let me interrupt you. Ignore me.
My two office mates quit. Young woman came in. We started talking. She said she was seeing a numerologist. I asked her what it was. She said, well, this guy takes the letters of your name, the numbers of your birthday, tells you all about yourself. I said, yeah, right. But 2 weeks later, I was really stressed out. And so I said, okay, give me his name and number. And she did. And he blew my socks off. And I apprenticed to him for 8 years. And then I left because I was getting to a point where I was doing things that he said numerologists don't do, the things I was doing with numbers and the information I was getting from it. So I left them. And that was probably about 1994. And since then, I really describe myself as a number disguised as a human being because I get amazing information out of numbers. Somebody can pick a category. They can pick health, finances, relationships, family, work. Really doesn't make a difference what they pick. And then if they give me the first three single-digit numbers that come into their head, I can tell them what's going on in their life. That's what the numbers can do because they measure the vibrational frequencies of thoughts and feelings and emotions. I could do that.
Okay, Michael, let me ask you something. You just said something interesting, if I heard you correct. For what I just heard, my understanding was that what you just said was somebody could just get numbers or something that are coming into their heads, not that has to do anything to do with this is what probably what you're – I was going to ask you actually before, you know, we were just talking. I was going to ask you, and here I'm going to ask you, what is cosmic numerology?
Okay, everything in the cosmos – vibrates. If it vibrates, it can be measured with numerology, which uses letters and numbers, which are the same symbols that we use to measure things. So cosmic numerology is four pieces. The first is classical numerology is developed by Pythagoras here in the West. The second piece is the quantum theory, which deals with potential, what could be, what might be. And in spirituality and religion, that's referred to as free will, not potential. And in numerology, every number has a challenge. Every challenge has a solution chosen by you at the soul level.
That's a story I can tell. It takes about 7 minutes. And the third piece is gematria, which is an ancient Kabbalistic art where you take words, passages, phrases, you turn them into a string of numbers, and those numbers will then tell you what's going on. And I've just shortened that down to give me a category and the first three numbers you're thinking of, and I can tell you what's going on in your life. The last piece deals with reincarnation, in that if you imagine the yin-yang symbol in between lifetimes, we do this review with God, with spirit, and with the yin-yang. We're balanced between our celestial and earthly self, ego and soul. And in that state, having looked at what we've accomplished or avoided or screwed up, and knowing that we're coming to a new age, a new 26,000-year cycle, a new turn around the wheel, we then pick the letters of a name to help us work through that which we haven't worked through in the last 26,000 years. We're trying to clean everything up. So for a lot of people, this can be a very intense life if they don't understand that they've already provided a solution for everything. First name is how we behave at work. Middle name is relationship. If you have no middle name, then you've come to learn to deal with your emotions. So whether you're Albanian or Thai or Latino, these are cultures with no middle names. And the people can either be very intense or very flat, very, very inward, like an Asian. And that's a gross generalization, by the way. That doesn't apply across the board. And they've come to learn to deal with their emotions. The vowels, that's what your soul wants. The consonants, that's your personality. The total of your month, day, and year of birth is your destiny. It's what you're destined to do, but it's not a given. And if you add that number to the total of your name, you get your passion, your life calling. Letters that you omit from your name represent your karma, which is neither good nor bad. It's just unfinished business. You know, we go through, we have an option of going through four phases of growth. Phase one, we do unto others. Murder, pillage, plunder, genocide, rape, lie, cheat, steal, betray, abandon, whatever. We do anything we want, and there's no recriminations, none whatsoever. But we need to have a lot of people in our movies. Phase two, well, okay, now I got to be in their movie. I have to be murdered, killed, betrayed, lied to, abandoned, cheated, whatever. Then we go to phase three, where you either seek revenge against the person who did unto you in phase two, or you go back to phase one and start doing unto others, which traps you in the karmic circle, or you move to phase four. At phase four, you're doing this self-analysis. You've said, okay, I did to them, they did to me, we're even. Let me go figure out why I'm here, what I'm supposed to be doing. And one of the things, and I've written an exercise to help people work through this, one of the things that you discover is throughout your life, just when everything was going great, you would get sabotaged. And the first thing, we all look up to the sky and we blame God, we blame spirit. I did what you want. I made the sacrifices. What's going on here? What's the story? How come you're not supporting me? It has nothing to do with God or the universe. It's the ego, which is fearful of being abandoned, that sabotages the soul that just wants to reconnect with source. And so in this exercise, your essence, which is eternal, takes your soul from the body, takes the ego out of the body, and facilitates a dialogue between these two and let them have a crab session. You know, ego, why do you sabotage the soul? I don't get any respect. Doesn't give me any credit for anything. Says, slow it down. You know, doesn't appreciate what I do. And you talk to the soul about the same thing, and the soul says, oh, God, you know, what do I need this body for? Everything is easy. I can think it, and it happens. I could say it, and it's done. What's the story here? Well, eventually, the essence helps them both realize that neither can do anything without the other. The soul is not going to accomplish its celestial mission without a physical body, and the physical body really can't experience joy and happiness without a soul. And so you do this exercise each time. You get depressed, you get down. You feel you're not being supported, and you reintegrate yourself. and remember who you actually are, and that it is a team, and that you did pick your name and your birthday and your birth family together. Should I keep talking?
Yes, it's very fascinating because this is about the reincarnation along with the numbers is what is the difference of the another numerologist.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
That's the big piece. Because what happens is when we after we do this review between lifetimes, with the yin yang, we are perfectly balanced. So we pick the name, we pick the birthday, we pick the birth family. The last thing we do is make sure we got enough grace to pull this off, and then we drift towards that veil that separates the heavens and the earth. And the moment we touch that veil, the celestial soul self is stunned. It would be the same as if you put your finger in a light socket. You get thrown across the room, knocked against a wall, you're stunned. I mean, the electromagnetic fields here are so much different, heavier, more dense than they are in the celestial realm. And so here we are, we're still connected, but we're not in harmony anymore. And as we come down, the ego wakes up, looks around. Everything is dark. Why is it dark? Where is everybody? Why am I alone? Am I the only one? Did I do something wrong? Doesn't anybody love me? Have I been left behind? Have I been abandoned? And so this is where the origin begins, this cosmic abandonment issue. And then just before the soul regains its senses and we come here totally in harmony and full of knowledge, just before it happens, we're born. And the first thing they generally do is cut the umbilical cord, at which point the ego says, hold it right there, buckos. I don't think we're doing this abandonment thing again. No, not being cut off from source. Happened once, not going to happen twice. And so universally, all human beings develop two basic behavior patterns. At one end of the behavior spectrum is control, doing for or not doing for others, but not allowing anybody to do for you. They're not reliable, they're not trustworthy, they're not smart enough, they're not efficient, they're not fast, whatever it is, we don't trust them. And then we get angry that nobody ever does for us, but we don't let them. At the other end of the behavior spectrum is codependency. You have three groups. You have clingers, fearful of being alone. They remain in either unsatisfactory relationships or jobs. Enablers, people that do things they really don't want to do to make somebody happy so they won't be abandoned. And doers, people that make themselves indispensable so no one can live without them. Like water in a tube, we slosh back and forth between these two points, sometimes hitting that sweet spot of doing what we love. But that's where we want to be all the time. So how do we get to this place of doing what we love all the time? Well, it's like if you go to the gym and you want to get in shape, you hire a trainer. So if you want to do what you love, you hire a trainer. These are, I refer to them as the employees. All the people in your life that push your buttons, embarrassment, humiliation, betrayal, lying, frustrating, they make you angry, they belittle you, humiliate you. And you pay these people time and a half to do this to you during a weekend, and you pay triple time with your family and your intimate relationships because they really know where your buttons are. Well, you can recognize an employee because they either make your blood pressure go up or you feel something in that gut, that second, third chakra area. Well, regardless of what you feel, when you feel it, you need to mentally get it into your head and take one step to the side and say, oh, one of my employees has just shown up. What did I ask him to teach me? And by mentally taking that step to the side, you're no longer in that reactive place of doing something to be loved or maintaining control or having to be right. You're in that place of objectively looking at the situation and seeing it as a growth opportunity. It's about perspective. It's just changing your movie, changing your movie. And we create our own reality anyway. So why not make this movie that you can do what you love, not to be loved or to maintain control? So the other piece that goes with this to help you have that courage is I ask my clients, Is there anything in the universe exactly like you, with your DNA, with your cellular structure, with your chemical composition? And invariably, they all say, well, no, there isn't. And I say, well, that means you're one of a kind, doesn't it? Yeah. So whatever you're doing, whether you're putting polish on your nails, cooking breakfast, or whatever you do for a living, each moment you're engaged in that activity. If you're doing the best you can, aren't you the best in the universe at what you do? That's another movie. I'm doing the best I can. And now my employees show up and tell me I suck. It's not going to work. I'm too stupid. It'll never happen. If you love me, you wouldn't do it. If you love me, you would do it. These are the employees. That's how we recognize them. And then we go, I'm the best in the universe at what I do. I'm going to do what I love. And once you get there, your life challenges, your karma, all the blockages, they all leave. Now, the difficulty in getting to this place is even the best of us only has about 98% faith in ourselves, 10,000% faith in the universe or God, but only about 98% faith in ourselves. It's that missing 2% that make us procrastinate or go after that dream or pursue a job or leave a career or write the book or whatever it is that we want to do with our life that's going to make us happy, because we don't want to be alone. People will say, well, if you love me, you would stay. If you love me, you wouldn't do that. And so it makes it really, really hard for people because it's hard to do what you love initially, but once you get there, you don't want to do anything else but what you love, because it keeps you young. It keeps you healthy. It keeps you stress-free. And you're doing exactly what you came here to do. And in the process, you shorten the time that you need to finish things off in returning lives. And consciously, or at that cosmic level, that's what we chose when we came here. We want to get it together in this lifetime so we can move into this new age as clean as possible. Or we've been here for 3 or 4 million years. We're ready to go home. We need to finish it up. You don't finish it up. You don't eat your vegetables. You can't have dessert.
I agree with that. And Michael, it's fascinating. It's fascinating the way, because, you know, I've had a numerologist on before, which is the classic, I guess you'd call it classic.
Right.
The regular.
Just doing the numbers.
Exactly. But this is way beyond that.
Yes, it is. It really is. And it's absolutely amazing. And I am always stunned. I told you earlier, I live on the beach. There's a little tiki hut, and they have music. And sometimes I go over there and just play with the guests. I'll take the first vowel, first consonant of their name. I'll take their month and day of birth. And then I just wow them. And their jaws drop. Or they go, that's really scary. How did you know that? And that's in the book. There's a book I've written, several, but one is called Numerology for Decoding Behavior. You do not need to know any numerology to use the book, but you do know how, have to know how, to add and subtract. 3 plus 2, well, that's 5. 3 minus 2, well, that's 1. So this person is a 5/1, and you look up the answer in the book, and there it is. Somebody's month and day of birth from January 1 to December 31. Add those numbers together, reduce it to a single digit, look the answer up in the book. You've got their core issue and potentially their greatest strength.
Wow. So somebody that does not know anything about the, you know, physics or whatever, you know, everything that goes on with this, could actually buy your book and be able to definitely clearly have clarity on what you're talking about and what you have been talking about, being able to get, because you'll get as long as you can subtract add, it's pretty, you know, this is fascinating to me, Michael, because I've not ever, not that I, you know, am all that and then some, but I have never heard of anything like this. Are you about the only person that you know of that?
Yes. Yeah, I've come across lots of numerologists and lots of people who do numbers, and they bring in astrology with it, and they bring other things in it. But for me, it's my affinity. I am a number, and I'm disguised as a human being. When I do my readings for people, my analyses, the numbers kind of snap into patterns, and then pictures come, and the words come out of my mouth. I kind of channel the numbers, and I am the best in the universe at what I do.
I like that.
Because I do the best I can every time.
Right. So, well, Michael, can you give us, for the people that are listening out there, I don't know if they're grasping of this as well, but at the very beginning, I asked you, you said something, and I started saying, my understanding was, from what I heard you say, you asked people what numbers are around you or that you can think of that are around you. Not that what are their numbers equaling or whatever, their from their name or their birthday, but did you say that? Is that what you, did
yes.
I understand?
Yes.
Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. If someone picks a category, I'll say to them, pick a category, health, finances, relationships, the past, the future, the present, work, love, whatever you want, whatever's on your mind, just tell me what the category is. And they'll say relationship or family or finances or work. And then I say, okay, give me the first three single-digit numbers to pop into your head, and I'll tell you what's going on. Because, you know, in the Old Testament, in the beginning was the Word, but the Word was actually a vibrational frequency. So when you have a feeling or a thought or an emotion or an idea, and you give me the numbers that pop into your head, those numbers represent the frequency of that thought, emotion, feeling, or idea. You want to try this?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, so pick a category. Health, finances, family, work, relationships, the future, whatever you want, whatever on your mind.
Career.
Okay. What's your month and day of birth?
My month is August 1st.
Ah, you've come for a final exam. You got low back pain?
Lately, I usually have it's a neck issue, but lately, it's funny you bring that up because I have been doing some research. It's funny. It's not so funny, is it now? Because this is where you got. I mean, I'm being very honest, everybody. I was just recently looking up. I was having pain where I normally have not. It was middle back pain, which I've never, ever even used those words to look up back. Yeah, middle. I was having some middle. Does that make sense? Middle?
Yes. Yeah. And I'll answer that in a minute. Now, give me the first three single digit numbers to come into your head.
257.
Okay. And this is for career. Now, your month and day of birth reduces to the number 9. This indicates that you love to be on stage. I mean, being on a radio is perfect for you. You get along with everybody, the wealthy, the poor, the intelligent, the illiterate. You love long-distance travel. But you've come to take a final exam in this lifetime, which is not to be attached to anything. What that means is you can savor it. You can be married for 100 years. But at some point, it's going to come to an end. For the most part, for you, life is like an ice cream cone on a 110-degree day. You're going to get a lick or two, and then it's going to melt. Don't worry about it. Throw it away because something else is going to come along that's even better. Maybe a green drink. Wheatgrass. Well, I don't know. I think I'd rather have the ice cream cone. But, you know, metaphorically, it's better for you. So the numbers that you've given me for career, 2, 5, and 7, 2 is about partnership. 5 deals with changes, transitions, new opportunities. 7 deals with having the faith and the patience to let go, make this transition. 2 and 5 make 7, and 7 more make 14, and 1 and 4 make 5. So this is an issue about change. There's opportunities coming for you that involve change of some type, but you need to have a solid foundation so that you have the confidence in yourself, not look over your shoulder, and be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Extremely. Extremely, Ellie, it makes. You're right on. Absolutely right on. Well, to thank yourself. I mean,
thank you very much.
Yeah, that was, you know, Michael, we're going to take a quick commercial on this note because this is a good time, and we'll be right back. It's a short commercial from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com. So hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
Okay, we're back with Michael. You know, Michael, I'm just giddy with what you just did with me. And you did agree, or you're agreeing to, because there's three other co-hosts on this show, that if you wouldn't mind, it's good examples.
It would be my pleasure. So who's up next?
Brenda, how about you?
Okay.
What information do you need?
Just your month and day of birth.
Just the month and the day?
12/24. 12/24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I find sometimes you get clusters. So you're also a 9. And you're a bit of a perfectionist. And where that's coming from was some underlying feelings of inadequacy that nobody really knows about. But once you get a handle on that, then you're really a visionary. You're very intelligent. Let go of that perfectionism where you want to make sure everything is all right, because what happens is you've given yourself what I call a little sticky note. On the end of your first name, Brenda, is the letter A. Whenever the letter A shows up as the last letter of a name, first name, middle name, last name, it always brings, oh, shoot, into someone's life when they don't trust their intuition, okay, about taking on too much responsibility. The other thing I can tell you is that the E is the first vowel, but not the first letter, is that when you were dating, I don't know if you still are or not, but when you were dating, before you would allow physical intimacy, you would make your partners perform what I call the 12 feats of Hercules. They needed to prove that they were worthy of being with you and that it wasn't just, you know, a sexual thing. They had to respect you, so they had to pass all your tests. You too, I'll ask you, do you have any low back pain?
No, not really, no.
Okay, then
really.
You need to let go of control. Instead of carrying people, you try and control things to make sure everything is okay.
That's true. I'm a bit of a control freak. That is for sure.
Okay, but remember, it's not your movie. Even though right now
sitting in the studio.
No. not your movie. Even if you're right, 99.999999, it's not 100. You don't know what this person is supposed to be doing. So instead of giving advice, which is usually rejected, even though the advice is right, what you want to do is think of 3 or 4 really good questions that are going to lead them to their own revelation or their own epiphany, in which case they will thank you instead of telling you to butt out. Stop telling me what to do.
That sounds like my daughter and I now.
Okay. Now, would you like to pick a category? You know, family, health, relationships, work, anything
work,
that pops into your
work,
mind.
Work, you know, because a Capricorn's always, that's the first thing ever in our lives. I mean, I hate to say that, but work.
Okay, so first 3 single digits that come into your head.
One, seven, and five.
Okay, so the reason you need to be in control is because you're afraid that you're not going to get the credit you think you deserve for being as smart as you are. And so you get a little antsy sometimes. The solution is just to be a little bit more flexible here. 1 and 7 make 8, and 5 more make 13. 1 and 3 make 4. So you need to slow down and focus on your details, your foundation. And if so, then that could lead you into becoming an innovative visionary, but you've got to be a little bit more patient. You get to be a little
That's
too quick. You don't want people looking too close.
Very, very interesting.
Okay.
That's excellent. That's accurate. To a point. To a point.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
Next.
Okay, I get to a point. That's a control freak stuff issue.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I have to. You know, there has to be some sort of mystery still left. You know, so.
Well, there is, because to be perfectly honest, I have no memory after I do this. unless I write it down, I have no memory of what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, I find that with me when I do readings, which I think is a good thing.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, I would be crazy.
Yeah.
Now I'm just insane.
People in the chat room
I'd rather
just loving
be insane
this.
Than out of sane.
People are loving this, Michael. Okay, Michael, we have Bobby. Bobby, could you? This is Michael.
Hi, Bobby. Is are we doing with male or female?
It's a man.
I'm a Bobby. Man.
So is it Robert as opposed to Bobby?
It's Robert. It's actually Robert to the police and my mother.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Born by Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Did you have difficulty at a early age speaking? Did you stutter or have any speech difficulties?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And that's B-O-B-B-Y, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Bobby comes out to be like a 19-1. If things are going your way, you're like Mother Teresa. And if they're not, you're like Attila the Hun. Okay? you take no prisoners. You're a lot better off if you go back to Robert. Robert is a 33, master number, master teacher, master healer, capable of sending energy over long distances. But the danger is becoming a master martyr, taking on everything for everybody else. In both names, Bobby and Robert, O is the first vowel, which can indicate if you have health issues. It could be in the stomach, intestinal, or digestive area because you have a hard time letting go of things. With Bobby, the Y on the end of your name makes you overly analytical. Sometimes you miss opportunities because you're thinking too much. Robert.
Yes, sir.
It's a much more powerful number, a natural mentor, counselor, advisor. Bobby has to have things his way. So you may just want to consider this. And as long as we're talking about names, when people go to court and legally change their name other than for marriage, the date the court approves the name change becomes their new birthday. So we don't need to go for plastic surgery. We just need to change our name. It's a lot cheaper. And you get much younger. The reason for this is you're choosing to be reborn. Now, this is not something that's done lightly, because if you change your name, it's been my experience that many of the big major challenges in your birth name will come over into your new name because you haven't resolved them. And it's very, very rare that a new name is going to do you better than the name you chose at the soul level to work through. For people that don't resonate to their name, my feeling is there was an argument between the parents, and one of them won, and they won with a name that you did not tell them to call you, so you don't resonate to it.
Right.
And as long as we're on families, then we get to adoption. Adoption is not abandonment. It was the adoptee owed the birth family, or they owed him, and the fact that they were born canceled that debt, and then they go on to the family they need to be with to do what they came here to do. More bizarre ideas.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so I'll call you Robert, even though everybody calls you Bobby.
Okay.
Robert, pick a category, as I said. You know, it could be health, finances, work, relationships, the future, money, whatever's on your mind.
And career, or I guess that's, it kind of has to do with future too, but career, absolutely.
Okay, give me the first three single-digit numbers to come into your head.
3, 8, 4.
Okay, so for you, 3 is about, and 3 makes up with Robert, that's part of your first name. Again, you would be great on the radio advising, counseling, working with people. But the 3 is, if you're going to be a success, you've got to let go of whatever that residue of feeling inadequate or not good enough. And then once you release that, the 8 says you can use your wisdom, your knowledge, and your expertise to help other people build a foundation after you pay attention to your own. 3 and 8 make 11, and 4 make 15. 1 and 5 make 6. We're right back to your first name again, mentoring, counseling, advising, working with other people, providing services to them. But it really calls for emotional intimacy. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. Don't be afraid to be in your power. That means being a leader, not the boss. It's a leader. Leader has a vision, gets other people excited about that vision. Then they pick it up, and then you're free to go create something else. I forgot to ask you, what was your month and day of birth?
My mother's day of birth?
Your month and day
of
birth.
Month and day of birth, sorry. It's December, so 12, and 3.
Okay, well, there's 15-6, same number that came up for the three numbers you just gave me for your career. So you are here, 5, to be a messenger, 1, to do things differently, be comfortable with yourself, and keep moving forward. But the 6 sometimes makes you a bit of a martyr, a bit of a perfectionist. You take on too much responsibility. You want to see everybody be okay. Not your movie. You're the messenger. Deliver the message and move on. It's like you work for the post office. Your job is to deliver the mail. But one day you see this letter and it says, if you don't respond in the next 24 hours, you're going to jail. Oh my God, I got to help these people out. So instead of delivering the mail, you wait for these people to come home all day, and you give them a letter, and they go eat dinner, they watch TV, they respond, you take it, it's late at night, and you go home thinking you've done a great thing. But somebody down the line you were supposed to deliver mail to was waiting for their insulin, and they didn't get it because you were busy with somebody else's movie. How many letters have they gotten before this? Did they choose to ignore it? No, not your movie. You drop it in the mailbox and move on. This person that needed the insulin didn't get it. So just deliver the message. Don't grab them by the throat to make sure they understand. Let it go. Let it go. Okay?
Very good. Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
Am I being too heavy?
Well, the way I always see things a little bit, or get things a little bit different than left field, but I got what they were saying to Bobby. I don't know what you thought, Bobby, but the movie, the movie came out for you quite a bit. You know, Bobby is an actor. Anyway, that's interesting. And Brenda. Well, we have Steve.
Okay. Well, Steve, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. Oh, I detect a bit of an accent.
Yes, British, but I live in the States.
Oh, well, we all have to bear our burdens, don't we? Okay. What's your birthday, Steve?
It's January the 13th.
Okay, so that makes 14. We've got a couple things going on here. First of all, the S as the first letter in your name says you're seldom satisfied. You're always trying to make things better. The ST, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 2. You know what everybody else wants. It just agitates you sometimes. They don't know what you want, but you've got to be a better communicator. Your month and day of birth, which comes out to be 14, we have what are called karmic numbers, 13, 14, 16, 19. They have special energy. With the 14, it's about excess. So some is good, more is better. If one jelly bean's good, 2 jelly beans are better. Give me the bag. Nah, give me that truckload. Dump it over here. So you can either be overly rigid, and somebody has to put liniment on your back to get out of bed in the morning, or overly flexible, where you're bending over backwards for everybody until you bang your head on the sidewalk and go, enough of that. For you, it's all about learning to be in the moment. If you, it's 14, so if you take the time to build your foundation, then the number one will give you that confidence, five, to deal with the change. Because basically, every 12 to 18 months, you're really ready for something new. You get
very
bored
true.
In a hurry.
18 months, absolutely.
Okay, you're ready to roll. And basically, you are just a messenger above all else. So all you need to do is run through the streets giving the message, and that gives you the opportunity to have your adventures and take your trips and explore. That's what you like. You like traveling. You like change. You like adventures. You like new things. Give me, pick a category. I don't know if you heard them before. It could be health. It could be finances. It could be family. It could be work, relationship, the past, the future, whatever you want. You just pick a category.
I would say future career, please.
Okay. Give me your year of birth. What year were you born?
1975.
Okay. Your career is always going to involve something being on stage, whether it's teaching people, instructing people, answering questions, being of assistance. You're highly intuitive. This is your destiny number. It's your month, day, and year of birth reduced to a single digit. It's number 9. So with your 5, where it's hard for you to sit still, the 9 has a thirst for long distance travel. Could be good with electrical or electronic things. Could be a natural actor. But your destiny is just keep moving. Just keep moving. And you will have opportunities to make a difference wherever it is that you go. As long as you trust your intuition and you let go of control and stop trying to make it the way you think it should be, and observe the way it is, and then see how you can work with it or improve it in small increments. And then you can move on. But communication is vital, because you have to have people feel as passionate about it as you do, so they'll take it over, and then you can move on. All right?
Okay. Absolutely wonderful. Right, thank you.
Fantastic.
Let's do the – did we do the 3 single-digit numbers yet?
No, we didn't.
We have about 2 minutes left. Do you think we can do that, Michael, 2 minutes?
Well, he can call me off
sure.
the air. Yeah, give me numbers real quick. Pick a category and give me numbers.
792.
792. What's the category? Whatever
finances.
It is, okay,
finances.
Whatever's going on, we call those numbers up. Let go of control. Don't be afraid to move on. Trust your intuition. And let go of whatever it is you're afraid to let go of. The universe cannot dump opportunities and abundance into our arms if our arms are full of dirty laundry.
Okay.
Let it go. Open up.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic, Michael. We only have about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, I am going to, we have your website and everything, but is there anything else that you'd like to convey to people? I accept the fact that we talked about this one book that actually they too as well could, what you just went through with us,
right.
Understand.
Let me run through a couple things. The other book is called Decoding Behavior for Numerology is one. The other is Numerology for Healing. It takes 200 illnesses and diseases, turns them into a string of numbers, and then those numbers describe the behavior that's brought it into your life, and I've created a matrix that will then show you how to follow proactive instead of reactive behaviors to help get rid of this health issue or this injury or whatever else you've got. The other thing I would like to tell people is look at life like a restaurant. Order what you like and expect it to arrive. When we go to a restaurant and place our order, we never, ever, ever doubt that what we ordered is coming out. And for example, if we ordered a well-done burger and we get a rare, then we just send it back and we wait a little bit more. That's all life is about. You can study with all your teachers, read all your books, take all your workshops. Bottom line, have the courage to do what you love and order from the universe what you desire and expect it to arrive. That's it.
Well, you know, I think you are absolutely fascinating, and everybody in the chat room is fascinated by this, because I know that it was a difficult topic. Well, the cosmic, you know, the cosmic numerology, because it's different from the classic what you're doing. And we do have on our guest page all the books that you're speaking about. Anybody's interested, they can purchase a book through Amazon, these books. And also your website, I have your website up, which I'll say it again. If you want to learn more about Michael and his services, and visit his web page or his website at www.awakener.com. That's AWAKENER.com. And also, that is also listed on your guest page. So anybody would like to do that, they just click that on there. Michael, I really appreciate you joining us. It was wonderful. I learned a lot. What you're doing, which I had no idea what caused me to.
I would actually love to come back. If you've got a chat room, I do live calls. I do this, as you can see, on the fly, and would love sometime in the future to come back and answer questions for your listeners.
Well, that's a good possibility. I'll talk to you more about that another time. That would be great, because what you do is real different from anything else. The numerology, and also because it deals with reincarnation and karmic lessons and all that, is fascinating. And I really, really appreciate you being here with us and going through with all of our co-hosts. That was fun. Thank you so much.
Oh, my privilege, my honor. Thank you all.
And stay away from those big snails over in Florida.
We'll get a big fork. Okay. No.
Well, good night, Michael, and have a great rest of your evening in your beautiful beach community there.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot,
Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was fun, I thought. Okay, I thought that was fun. You can check out Michael, as I said before, on our, his guest page, and also his link to his website's on there as well, everybody. So I'd like to take a moment or two to make a few announcements, just a few. So be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We'll announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper or your pencil, whatever you need to draw on, ready. If you were unable to catch our last week's show on UFO, you know, you guys, Bobby, it was UFOs.
Last Bobby, week, yeah. It wasn't my show, it was Steve. Interviewing James Fox with the UFOs, yes.
Right. I think it's just under UFOs. It was a fantastic show, everybody. Go check it out. It was really good. But Bobby's guest and Steve did a fantastic job. And you'll find a recorded archive link of, as well as all the other archives of our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. And just click on the archives tab and you'll see them all. And please feel free to circulate to the archives links and future show details to your friends and families, and don't exclude your pets, okay? Because they too are very interested in these shows. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please be sure to share this with your links. We'll share the links with your friends and, like I said, pals and pets. Be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site. It's fantastic. And you can learn about everything from paranormal, reincarnation, cosmic numerology, and the how-tos. Well, actually not that yet, because no one's written up on that. But the how-tos of psychic development. And if you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com. where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from the list of some of the most authentic, gifted psychics around. I think most by this time, just if not the brand new people, I'll also have a video for those of you who are interested. You could watch and listen to them and see them and hear them talk. And it is an honor working with Doug and Psychic Access because of the high expectations required of each psychic. And I can personally say I have been working with Doug for over I'm going to date myself now, but for a very long time. So I know this is to be true. So all the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at PsychicAccess.com. We would love to hear from you. So, by the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to PsychicAccess.com. For more details, visit PsychicAccess.com webmasters. PsychicAccess.com/ Probably said that wrong. Webmasters. So if you'd like our show, please invite your friends again to join us in the chat room, because we got a fantastic chat room and everybody's very warm and welcoming. And you can listen to the Psychic Viewpoint live. There's something for everybody, so please spread the word. We'd very much appreciate that. And now for the call-in number. Now, since I'm not the one doing the call-in number, about 10 years I've been with Doug. Doug tells me, yes, it has been 10 years, and I was, what, 20 at the time? When I, no, I was an old fart. Okay, so it's been 10 years I've been working with Doug. Yeah, wow, Doug, can you believe that? Okay, so the call-in number, get ready, is 724-444-4851. And I know Maureen's not in there right now, but I still can. I'm sure someone else posted it for me. Or for us. And if not, well, you know what I'll do? And oh, also, I'd like to say hello to everybody in this chat room. I saw some of you people, and I have not yet said hello to everybody. So those of you I haven't, hello. I'm going to paste this number right now for those. There you go. So now comes to our fun part. And Julie's not with us this evening, but this is in honor of Julie that we will do our banter. Okay. Here we go. We're going to start our banter. So, Steve.
Yes.
What did you think about Michael?
I thought he was fun. Really upbeat. Really fun to listen to. And I found the numerology very interesting. As I said earlier, I find it fascinating because I know it maps to other systems like tarot and astrology. So it's particularly insightful to break your name down. I was quite blown away because in Hermetic astrology... or in Hermetic numerology, rather, my name means attainment through mediumship. And when I originally studied Hermetic numerology and calculated that, I just couldn't believe it because that's my work. And my friend Misty came over and she said, I told her, and she said, can you calculate mine for me? And we calculated the number, and it was a four-digit number, and she said, this is really weird. That's a number that I use for security codes and PIN numbers. It's just a number that she always thinks of and that she uses as a code. So on some level, we know why we're here. Unconsciously, we know what our purpose is. We know our life path, our soul number, etc. Really, these systems are just bringing it into our conscious awareness. It's the same with tarot, isn't it? Because we're connecting with the unconscious and bringing what's unconscious or generally unconscious to the forefront of a person's awareness. But that was really fascinating when we realized that the number that Misty's name resonates to in Hermetic numerology is that number that she was already channeling and using as a code.
Wow. That is fascinating.
It is.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought that. And then Brenda, blah, blah, blah. <I'm kidding>. I love it when you say that. I always have to reflect back when you do that. This is like an inside thing for you and me. Nobody else knows what I'm talking
about.
That's
right.
When I see that joke. It's an insider. It's not a joke. It's like an insider, like we're privy to it only.
It's our own inside thing.
Our own way of communication above the realm of norm. Sounds so cool when I say that. The blah, blah, blah. But I always remember how to spell it from that because I don't get simple. I just can't do simple. The blah, blah, blah. I always reflect back. How did it look when you were doing it? Brenda,
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about numerology, or what we were talking about, this kind of new? This is over my head in the numerology.
You know, interesting. He has his own method, but there are many methods. I mean, there are so many different methods of numerology. I mean, there really are. And, you know, I have to say, I agree with Steve. It's one piece of the whole, of the metaphysical pie, you know, and the ancients said there was 35 modalities that you had to learn, you know, to be complete. Numerology, colorology, astrology, you know, all these different systems, and numerology is a piece of it. Can it stand by itself? A little. I feel that in some instances, but I do feel it's best a system combined with other things, you know, especially with tarot, you know, and I see a lot of, if people ask me, you know, how I can predict, you know, precise things, I see a lot of numbers all the time when I'm looking at the cards. I mean, the numbers just pop out. There's just like, almost like they float off the cards, and that's how I can tell dates and months and things like that. I was terrible at math. I was good in geometry, but math was something that I hated, of course, you know. But I thought what he said was pretty accurate. Some of the stuff, you know.
It goes beyond a person.
I don't like to have my stuff exposed, and he kind of showed my ass.
Oh, did he? At least you're woman enough to admit that one, aren't you?
Oh,
your ass isn't so bad. That's funny, Brenda. I like how you said that. But we all know what you do. You're you know, belly dancer, so we know the belly dancer's butt's not so bad.
Anyhow, you know.
Well, you know, you're right, because when I'm doing, you know, I integrate in numerology, and I had done I was well versed in it many years ago. I did dwell in that, self-taught and all that. But I do the same as you. I'll get numbers. I don't call myself a predictive psychic like you, because I feel that you're more in tune better. But I do. I see numbers, you know, that will come out, and I'll throw those out that I get from when I'm, because both of us are the tarot people. And and also, wait a minute.
You got a message.
Yeah, I did get a message. Maureen, could you say this, please? Caller from Kansas, please. Call back in 10 minutes. We'd really appreciate it, because our phone lines will not be opened until that time. So if you heard me, please do so. We'd love you to call back, definitely. So, okay. So anyway, like what you're saying about that's more cosmic numerology is over my. I don't think I would be able to utilize that with my tarot, with what I'm getting. But this is why I wanted to bring him on, because it was a different. I mean, you can call anything you want, but I've never heard of this type. Dealing with somewhat in reincarnation, but where he has a system, and because he worked with the aerospace and everything else, he has a whole different way. And I'll tell you something, it was kind of interesting how he was able to, I've never had anybody ask me in that way, you know, pick this and just tell me this, not your year. Well, he didn't ask me, I think he asked you guys later, but whatever came to your mind first. And everything else.
Well, then he added it up. See, that's the thing. He added it up, and that's when he knew, you know, because think about, and like mine was the number four. And if I think about like fours in the tarot cards, well, you know, the odd numbers are always the active numbers, and there's movement in the active numbers, whereas the even numbers can tend to be blocked because, I mean, they can represent stability, but they can also represent being blocked, just like a square. Would be a block in an astrological chart. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. That's true. Very good point. I like that you made that point. You know, Bobby, I know there's a lot of stuff that was thrown at you, but then again, Doug said something interesting too.
Who said something interesting too?
Doug said something interesting in how we communicate, you know, through the way. He talked about Robert Redford.
Oh, right, right. Do you think it would have gotten as far if it was Bobby Redford rather than?
Yeah.
But then there's Robert. But listen, there's Robert De Niro, and you always hear him referred to as Bobby De Niro as well.
But that's after he admitted.
Then
he
there's
became.
That psycho Robert that killed his wife. What was his name? No, remember the he was a detective. What was his name on TV? And he ended up killing his wife. You know who I'm talking about. He used to have that little bird, that white bird.
Columbo.
No. He had the little white bird. He had a little bird in his
Beretta.
Show. Beretta.
Beretta. It's always Beretta and Columbo.
Robert,
yeah,
what was his last name?
Sure. Now you're really testing it because people got him confused with another robber who used to put the battery on his shoulder and say, "Go ahead, knock it off." You know.
No, but I want to bring up something. You said Bobby De Niro. Bobby De Niro wasn't referred to until after he became someone, though.
That's very true. But here's the thing: I don't buy into the fact that your name. I think that. That doesn't resonate with me. So I feel different if I'm called Robert, you know, absolutely. So I can't deny some of the feelings if I'm called Robert rather than Bobby, but I don't subscribe to the fact that my whole career is going to change if all of a sudden I put Robert. I am who I am, regardless of the label that's put on to me. Do you see what I mean?
I agree. Robert Blake, someone's saying, you're right. You're Blake, yeah, someone just in the chat room said Robert Blake. I agree with that, Bobby. In fact, you know, people when I was growing up were calling me moron, modacious, or morphine was my favorite. But
well, I think that Robert, I mean, he said Robert had, you know, master number, healer, that kind of stuff. And that's obvious. That's exactly what it is that I do, whether I go by Robert or not. That's in me, and that's very much who I am. And then I'm also very much the Bobby, where he says, you know, I think one of the snaps he did with Bobby always has to get his way. And yeah. I don't know that I always do. I think I agree with Brenda to a point of it was accurate to a point. Absolutely. There's things that I've been definitely told before about, you know, overanalyzing and thinking too much and that kind of stuff. But letting go of stuff. Yeah, there's a few things. But I mean, I have to let go of just about everything in order to help other people, you know.
Did you hear that part? That part really got to me because of knowing what's going with you and your works, as
right.
I say in plural, that you also try to accommodate.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was just getting ready that part. Absolutely. Yeah. I want to make sure that they and I've gotten better at. That's one thing I've been aware of is trying to let go of how people get the messages. Just give the message and go on. So I've been very much aware of that. And yeah, he definitely had that right.
Yeah, but what I was getting from that, what he was saying is you try to accommodate everything in order and for you not to make it to, and I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this in a different way, accommodating, you know, doing so much where you have to put one aside in order
right.
to go towards what your objective, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Do you follow me?
Like you can't spread yourself among the two different kinds.
Exactly. And the one major one that you know your objective and your goal is, and that recently is something that I think is going on.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I would love to. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by what I?
So in a way, yeah. I want to talk to you about it more. It's very funny, so funny because it happens to us all the time that a person doesn't completely understand when we're telling them, do they? Because they're not. You're listening, but it's tough because you're trying to put it all together.
Right.
And so it's very interesting that it also happens to us because I was totally listening, but there were some things I'm sure that I completely didn't get from all of that.
Right.
You didn't want to get it. Bobby, and I know I didn't know.
Shut up, Brenda. You don't want to get it.
I don't want to get it.
No,
I'm going to get it, lady.
No, but
oh,
well,
you're going to get it, okay?
but I heard it in another way, and because I know what's happening, because I know you, and what's in, you know, wonderful things that are going on with you, that it's hard to leave one, you know, you have to make a decision to focus on. You know what's been going on. We don't need to talk. You know.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Yeah. No.
So that made some sense. That made the most impact on me when he was talking to you. He didn't has no idea, nor does anybody else have it.
Nobody else. You and I know though.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I and the rest of us over here, but on this side. But, and as Steve's talking about sauteing his cat's snails for feeding later. Your kid, okay. But, no, I found it interesting. He brought that back thing up with me because I'm telling you something. I wasn't kidding about that. I was just going crazy the other, and I know it was because of stress. My lower middle back has never had a problem. I was starting to look up all these things, and I'm always researching, you know, what's going on, you know, why the middle back, and doing something to help my middle back. Cause I was very aware. I was feeling when he said that to me, and also the fact that he said to me, I like being I don't even remember, but I like being on. Well, that goes without saying. I like to be on stage from the youngness of me, but I do my, you know, that other TV web thing because of it. That's my way of getting that out. You know, Bobby, I could have been an actor, but that's not my my karmic lesson here. So, anyway, so we have a caller. Caller, are we taking calls now? Yes? Okay. I guess I am reading this. Okay, Steve, caller from New Jersey. We're going. Thanks, you guys, for the banter. Steve, New Jersey.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you. Who's calling from New Jersey?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Anne.
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Okay. So I have kind of a personal question that I have a feeling most therapists will just never solve, and it's been getting you know, in a way of a part of my life. So whenever and this has been happening since childhood and whatever, so whenever a boy or a guy or a man is romantically interested in me, I get really shaky and I just want to run away and just stay away. And I'm wondering if there's something in my subconscious,
yes,
which is doing this to me.
Absolutely, it's interesting that you say that, because before you described the situation, my guides referred to the planet Mars, and you know, Mars is the masculine energy. We all have feminine and masculine energy within us. When we look at ourselves, you know, you can meet a woman that's very, very assertive, and we consider assertiveness more of a masculine trait. We shouldn't necessarily think that way, but that's generally the conclusion that we make. Now, I feel sure that if I looked at your natal charts and I looked at the positioning of the planets in terms of where they fall above or below the equator, I feel as though Mars is in a very highly elevated position in your chart, and what that indicates is a nervousness, but a nervousness due to the potential for conflict or aggression. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. So what actually is going on is you have an unconscious fear about aggression and conflict. You're a very gentle soul, and so you shut down subconsciously because it's a defense mechanism. If you shut down and hide, then you're safe. You can't be harmed, or a person couldn't be conflicted or aggressive towards you. And so I feel that that's what you need to overcome. You know, your soul at any point in time is the sum total of your experiences and the way in which you've integrated or assimilated those experiences. And you've had many, many experiences of consciousness prior to this lifetime. So those experiences that we've had and the way that we've integrated those into our soul, which is the unconscious, they affect the outcomes that we get now. So you have this unconscious discomfort with masculine energy. And it would be similar if you were working with, for example, a female that was really, really overly assertive. That would bother you as well. That makes you want to hide. So that's I feel what you need to work on, and it would be worth you reading about the energy of Mars, what Mars symbolizes, and also doing some subconscious work around conflict or aggression associated with males. And you could, for example, look at neuro-linguistic programming. You could look at, you could do some hypnotherapy, things like that. But that's the root cause of it, I'm sure. And I feel that if you work on that issue and you explore the content of your unconscious mind through some form of therapy, by April of next year, you can really let go of this. I don't feel that it's a problem that you have to live with. It's something that you can work through and release. So you can become unstuck by addressing it head on.
Two questions. How do I work on, would you know how to work on this?
Yeah, I would say find a really good neuro-linguistic programming therapist or specialist, or somebody that's you know, a professional hypnotherapist, because you want to go in and explore the unconscious and find out what the root cause is. I'm sure that when you do that, you'll find that there's some conflict or aggression from a male figure or male figures in, it may be this lifetime, it may be that you've just buried it, but I feel more strongly that it goes prior to this lifetime. And if you can go in and understand it, then you can rewire that and let go of it. People don't realize that they're largely driven by their unconscious mind, and the unconscious is a collection of everything we've experienced as we've evolved through many different lifetimes. And it's when we go in and understand that we can change things and let go. The other thing is astrology. I mean, you could call me at some time on Psychic Access and I'll look at your natal chart, because that I'm sure would also show, well, it would also show where this fear or issue is rooted within you. But try neuro-linguistic programming. That can be very powerful. Okay?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, you said that I could call you to look at my natal chart. So what is your name? How do I locate you on the web or get your phone number?
I'm listed. My name is Steve, and I'm listed as Quantum Matters. And I will be on after the show, actually, for a couple of hours. And I'll be on tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening and on and off at the weekend as well.
At psychicaccess.com is what you want. At psychicaccess.com, she was asking.
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, don't be
psychicaccess.com.
No, it's okay. I understand. I think I've actually seen your like your blogs on psychicaccess.com, so I just wanted to know which one you are.
Good. Well, thank you. Well, I wish you the best. Okay. I look forward to following up with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Great reading, Steve. Also, I just want to take a moment, everybody, to let you know, because we are taking calls right now, and you can either call your question, you know, in through the via phone or in the chat room, but I want to let you know that we need to take the call-ins first due to their wait time. And the call-in number is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will be automatically be placed on hold and will be answered in order received. So please relax, and just as you're listening to the show, you'll know that you're there. And please be very clear and direct with your questions, so we can take only one question per person, as this will allow for us to take the calls waiting for reading, as we all can understand. So the number is 724-444-4851. Thank you, Steve. And do we have another call? Brenda.
Yes, from where?
Brenda, Kansas.
Hi, Kansas. How are you this evening? Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
How about Georgia?
Hi, Georgia. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. What can I do for you this evening? What do you need?
Hi, Brenda. I'm trying to find out. I take the audit portion of the CPA exam on Saturday, and I'm trying to see if I pass, if you get a score, and if there'll be any difficulties.
Okay, let's take a peek here. You know, it looks like you're well prepared. It really does, and you could have a little luck. There are some portions of the test that, you know, don't be overconfident about, and these revolve around some details in it. It looks to me to be like terminology type of details. I see a celebration. Looks like you're going to pass this. It really does. I see you passing it, and I don't know what the high score would be considered, but I see, you know, I see a score that's like three. What you're expecting and what you're getting, add 3 to 30 or even 300 on top of that is what I see.
It's 100. It's the top, and I need a minimum of 75.
Well, you know, you will get 30 points over what you're expecting.
Well, no, because then that would be 105, so that doesn't.
So what are you expecting to get?
I need a 75, and the highest is 100 I can get.
You know, I feel that you'll be very close to 100. Very close.
That would.
You're going to be into the 90s. However, what I'm seeing here is that there's some things you need to go back over with. I don't know if you've spoken to some people who've taken this test before, but I see some details related to some type of terminology.
I'm actually reviewing today and tomorrow, so I don't know exactly what that could be, but I'm reviewing the stuff that I thought I had a little bit of a problem with, so hopefully I'm touching it, what you're talking about.
And it looks like, you know, this moves you into a whole, this is the beginning of a whole nother level in your career, as you know. So you are going to pass this. Yeah, you're going to celebrate.
Do you see, and so you don't see any difficulties. Only reason why, if you hear such hesitation in my voice, I've taken this section a lot of times, and I've gotten 72s and 73s a lot of times, and I'm just like, I have to pass this time because they're changing the format. So I'm just, I took a practice.
You can't
exam
put that
and I
in
got
your
88.
Mind. You just have to do it. You know this stuff. You know this.
Yeah, I do.
And, you know, the only thing that's going to hold you back is thinking, you know, that you can't do it. You just need to take a deep breath, maybe right before the test or something. You're just going to have to clear your mind because you know all this stuff. It's all in your mind. You can do this.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And that makes sense.
You got to get off that whole thing where you didn't make it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, good luck to you, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Brenda. We have Kansas back and Bobby.
Kansas. Hello, Kansas.
Oh, never
hello,
mind.
Hello,
Bobby.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Who's this?
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Andy from Kansas.
Wonderful, Kansas from Andy. What can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the show tonight. Very interesting topics, as usual.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I have a question regarding schooling. I'm back in graduate school, and for the fall, upcoming fall semester, I'm in the process of planning right now. I'm wondering if I should cut back the school, the course load a little bit, and up the working, or keep the course load as is and go ahead and work some more anyway.
Or There's actually a third option.
Which
is there is an imbalance between school and work right now that I can see. So I don't know how many classes you're taking, but let's say that you're taking 6 classes or 7 classes. And from what I'm seeing is that it would be a good thing because a couple of those classes aren't doing anything for you. They're almost like throwaway classes, it feels. And if you were to take 2 of those away and you know, even those out just a little bit, then I think your workload would increase just a little bit, would leave a little bit more room for the workload to come up, and then it would be balanced between class and work. Do you see what I mean? So it's not something where you have to just really cut back on the classes and pay more attention to work, because if you cut out all the classes, which I don't feel that you should be doing just now, the workload is going to increase, but it's just going to add stress. Do you see?
Right.
And the type of work that you would be doing wouldn't have anything to do or be connected with the classes that you're taking. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
So it feels as though it wouldn't benefit either way if you just dropped classes and went straight up to workload, or if you went to workload stayed with your classes and then just worked where you are now, because that's pretty much what you're doing now. So drop a couple of classes is how it feels to me. Balance that out just a little bit to where now you're doing quality classes, not just classes because, right? That's not, in other words, when you fill up your gas tank, it'll be just the gas tank. It won't leak out into a couple of other classes. It'll be more quality type. And then your work will start to increase and also have something to do a little bit with the classes that you're taking now. And then it just really feels like it'll start rounding out quite nicely. And I think that you'll notice it'll completely settle and round out very nice right around August or so.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And thanks for the show.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I have a question from Oz in the chat room. Currently, my life seems to be at a complete standstill and nothing's going right for me, and when will things begin to get better in life? I want to make my mark on the world, but right now it seems the existence is gone. Is this going to the on waste? Oh, can you see things? Are they going to get better anytime soon? Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Okay, Oz, you know, you know, when you're saying my life seems to be at a standstill, I'm getting more at a crossroads, which is half glass empty, half full, whatever. I feel it's more at a standstill, not a standstill, a crossroads. Boy, I'm getting all this, I'm getting cross things here. And nothing seems, like you said, to be going, things begin to get things going in life and so on. But my feelings and what I'm getting is that this is coming from outside interference or outside storytelling or what's presented to you. What I'm getting is I feel coming up more so. It does seem like there's some change of residence or change of something going on in the home. And this I'm getting is surrounding you, although I don't feel that it's going to actually, I guess, be seen by you until maybe late July or August. But I feel that there's some really new changes coming up for you. It does reflect a new home situation where you could work out of as well. And I'm also getting that, you know, I wouldn't worry. What I'm seeing so much here is about, more importantly, about having faith and keeping your eye on whatever faith means to people. You know, sometimes when I'm talking about, it's not about church. It's not about, you know, doing that, whatever that is. Some people need to have, like for me, I'm at the beach. Go to the beach or, you know, get your faith there. Faith is very strong for you. And I feel no matter what's happened in the past or what was presented to you that lets you down, it was almost like something was I feel giving to you what their perception was of what you're probably feeling now. It's not like I see you're going to make quite a mark. You're already on your way. It's just the crossroads right now, and I see you making a mark. Also, more financial benefits are coming for you in order for you to do that, which we all need in this kind of work that we do. And I'm wondering, I don't know what kind of work that you're involved in or wanting to make a difference, but I am getting it similar that you're passionate about helping and making a difference to our world, or, you know, like what I feel about what I do. But I am definitely seeing some very positive changes and moving forward in that degree for you. And also, I'm getting that there will be coming up in the next 6 weeks, I see something very positive, somebody that's offering you and yet another person an opportunity by way of funding or materially speaking, helping you make something happen that I see your creativity, you going back to your creativity that you put aside, that I feel will later play a big part into giving you material well-being. You know, I am not getting that there's quite the opposite. There is non-stagnation. I see complete moving forward. I do feel that there's a woman around here that's not the best positive of women energy, but she's manageable. I'm also getting that you're no longer going to be walking the road of somebody else getting all the credit where it was due to you, and you're not getting acknowledged. I do absolutely see you're heading in a direction where you will be getting acknowledged for the work you're doing. I'm also seeing that this is a crossroads. This is not it's not like what you call it. You're at a crossroads. And also, there's been so much stuff that you've gone through in the recent past that there's been so much healing that's necessary for you. It's like, you know what I'm getting? It's like what people completely are always giving the perception of what you can and cannot do, and then you start believing it. And this is only that, because I see nothing but really positive things, and I see a good momentum. Your faith, again, is very important to keep your eye on. Faith is very important. And I also feel that it's a really good time for you to go deep within and have almost like a intense sense of meditation to a point where you're not going to go into a depression about things. I see nothing but really great things ahead for you. Absolutely. But on your terms, on the way that you're, and I see you being more into the, on business on for yourself, but there is somebody around you, but somebody will be able to fund this. You won't be having a fear of poverty going on. Really, I'm getting a lot more, the crossroads being fantastic. I wouldn't worry. And I feel that you have a lot to look forward to. Okay, so I hope that answered your question. And the next person we have for a call or a chat is...
It's a caller from Kansas, actually.
Another caller, thank you.
Yes.
For you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. Who's calling from Kansas?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Louise.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you, Louise. How can I help you?
I have a question in regards to career.
Okay.
And I've recently submitted a resume and... had a pre-screen and wanted to know if you picked up anything on that, and you see me traveling to get the job, or will you see me getting the job at all, or what do you pick up on it?
Let me see. I don't feel that you will get this job, and I know that I don't want to discourage you, because you've applied and you want to go ahead with the process. It's obviously something you're interested in, but I need to tell you what I see. I don't feel that this will be the job for you. And my guides say, look at this role very carefully and really consider whether this is the role that you would really like to be in. I feel that this role would benefit you financially for sure. It would be a good financial decision, but I don't feel that you would get the satisfaction from the role that you need and that you should have in your work. Do you feel, let me ask you, do you feel really passionate about that particular role?
Actually, yes, I do.
You do? And how well do you know the organization? Do you feel that this would be a good fit for you?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Well, my strong feeling is that that wouldn't be the opportunity for you. But I do feel that there's a second opportunity that appears, or it either comes to fruition in June, or the opportunity becomes known to you in June. And I feel that
you'll take the second opportunity.
I'm not sure whether it's that company, that organization, or another, but I feel that there's another option. It may well be that it is within that organization, but I feel that there's an opportunity that goes ahead in June, and I feel that it's a really good match and that you would be really, really excited about it. And I feel that at that point in time, you'll look back and say, yes, I see why the first option wouldn't have been right for me. But I feel that the second option is really, really good for you. And
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Would this particular firm, upon accepting employment from them, I would train underneath the main part of the corporation, and in an area that is not my field, but after the training, I would be put into the area that is my field, to use the training that I received from the first part to utilize in the second part. Could that be what you're seeing, or do you think it's totally...
No, I don't feel that that plan goes ahead.
Okay.
I feel that there's another alternative that is not what you've just described, that
okay.
is far more suitable for you. So I feel that either they show you an alternative that you really jump at, or there's another completely different opportunity that is much more suitable for you. But as I said, I do feel that by June you'll be well on your way, and I feel that the outcome is really positive for you. You've got loads of ideas and a lot of creativity,
yeah.
and I know that you'll do extremely well. My guides say it's really important to get you in the right role where you have freedom to explore and create, because if you're in a role that's too stifling or too limited, it wouldn't work well for you. It would get you down. But as I said, I feel that you'll be fine. I feel in June you'll know where you're going and it will work out really well. I just feel that something's not quite right about what's been presented to you so far, and there'll be an alternative. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Hey, Brenda, you have a call from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hi, Pennsylvania. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Brenda. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's up, honey?
Well,
do you need?
It may be the same old story, but I have feelings of grief all the time. And lately, I've even had to try to remind myself why I was feeling grieved. It just doesn't seem right. You know, it seems like something strange. So I was wondering if you could see any reason for that.
Let's take a peek here. You know, it's interesting.
Grief might not be the right word,
but
you feel bad, like grief.
It may not be grief. It may be, you know, you're a sensitive person, and at certain times of the year, certain things have occurred in your life, and sometimes you don't think about, you don't remember them, but it looks to me that some of that's kind of coming up again. And I see some interaction with a family member that might have brought it forward. Have you spoken to a family member recently?
Yeah, one of my exes keeps tormenting me.
Yeah, so that, it
that
feels
one,
like a passing
thing.
That one
doesn't bother me much.
You know, on a subconscious level, though, it might. Do you see what I mean? And so that passes pretty quickly. It feels like melancholy, you know? Sometimes people fall into these things, and it's kind of a cycle with us. And to get at the root of it is not always easy. It could even be buried in our subconscious. And this, I feel, had to do a little bit with the ex and maybe some things that went on with that. But it looks like, you know, you're looking forward to next week a lot of this lifting from you. More, you know, you're going to get out and do some more things. Have you been a hermit in your house lately?
Well, I've always been sort of like that. Stayed at home, you know. But I would say yes lately, because I was ill for a long time and I really didn't go anywhere. But last few days, I got out and, you know.
It just looks like the sunshine is going to energize you. And I see some things around your little dog and, you know, the energy, the still around you of your little dog.
Yeah, he used to make me go out every day.
Well, you know, maybe you need to get yourself another little dog.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly do it now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the management here doesn't like little dogs.
That is just wrong.
it's just inhuman.
It's absolutely inhuman. They are companions to us. Well, it's interesting because I'm getting the energy of another one that wants to come in whether the management likes it or not, but they're not going to throw you out. So you may be surprised. Somebody may surprise you with something.
I'm pretty sure that they won't throw me out, but I just didn't want to go through the aggravation.
Well, it's got its ups and downs, just like kids, right?
Well, my dog got sick, and I had to put him to sleep, and that was worse than any of the aggravation I got from management. So that's maybe the real reason I don't want another animal.
You don't want to have to go through that again?
No, that's once and done on that, thank you.
Well, be open to new things is what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing the sun card, which means, you know, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of these things you've been, you know, kind of storing up in your subconscious. It looks also like you're going to get involved with a hobby that you put aside, get back into it.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting involved. Yeah, I'm being forced into it.
Good. That's what you need, my dear. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Lovely Joe. Lovely Brenda. Brenda and Joe.
I love Joe. He's so awesome.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Joe. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he's really open to getting all sorts of good insight when it's uncomfortable. We like those. Bobby, you have a chat room question. Do you see it?
I do, and I'm not going to take it. No.
Do you want to read it? You read
I'm
so well.
I'm putting my foot down. No, I'm just kidding. Marissa, yeah, it says, I would like to know if I will cross paths with my ex-boyfriend from college again. I've seen him in my dreams a lot lately. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, it's always possible. Let me kind of get into it as I start talking about it. Definitely, you know, if you start feeling a lot about somebody or start thinking a lot about them, that can mean a couple of different things, or if you're dreaming about them as well. Usually in my experience, too, that person, that other person is thinking about you as well or having dreams about you. There's a connection. The wires get – I like how you said cross paths because the wires don't become crossed. It's a melding of. In other words, his energy being put out of him thinking about you – which strikes you, you're thinking about him, which strikes him. You know, it's like two violins in the same room and you pluck a string on one and the other one vibrates to that. And it's kind of the same thing here. Yeah, that's precognizant, and it might mean that you'll cross paths. I also know from my personal experience that you know, when you start thinking about somebody, start feeling about them, and then a couple days go by and you run into them in the store and that kind of thing. I do think there's that possibility. I feel more so that it is just that he's thinking about you. Maybe he's kind of going through a rough time. I think in the relationship, you represented to him like a safe harbor, you know, like a comfort zone where he felt bad and you just made him feel more comforted. And I think he, you know, when we get into turmoil again, we often think of that. That makes us feel a little bit better. And I think that's kind of what he's doing with you. So his feelings are definitely out there. And of course, this can attract each other to each other as well, you know, those crazy coincidences. So I definitely think there's a chance of that. But I see like it's 60% more so that he's really just thinking of you going through whatever he's going through right now. If you are comfortable with it, if you have a way I just got distracted. You know what I usually do is I blacken the screen on my computer so that I can just focus on the reading, and I didn't do that this time. And I read something that Joe put in the room. He's a pistol tonight, that Joe. Anyway, so back to you, Marissa, because it's all about you. 60%. What was I saying? 60% of the fact that I believe he's just thinking about you and going through that kind of a rough time. If you feel comfortable, this is where I was headed. If you feel comfortable and you can reach out to him, you may want to. Don't have it just the chance of crossing paths. Just reach out to him with a small email or through Facebook or whatever your method is that you appreciate more, and just let him know you've been on my mind. Hoping everything's okay. You know, it could just be really simple like that. So yeah, Marissa, definitely, you know, they definitely mean something in my experience. You're not just thinking of him just cause. So, good luck with that. I think I answered your question. I don't think you had questions from that. Just want to know if you're going to cross paths. So there you go. There you have it, as Maureen would say.
Thank you for giving me that.
No, thank you for giving me that hat. It's a nice ending. I like.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Bobby. I have a call from South Dakota. Hello, South Dakota.
Hello.
Hi.
This is me. I have a question about my horses. I was back when that person was on about the animals. I was trying to ask this, and I guess I didn't get it answered. I have two really elderly horses, and when I go into their shed, I smell something, and it's not the usual horsey stuff, and I'm really worried about their health. Then I have another horse who it seems like she's allergic to hay or dust or something, and I'm worried about her. So can you tell me, do you see something, you know, what might give
right.
me a clue to okay. help with their, them?
You know, is this, I'm sorry, is your name, is it May I'm talking to, May?
May, yes.
May, okay, you're in chat room, hi May. Okay, it's fascinating that you bring this up because we have a person here, Brenda, who's also...
yes, I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah, she can relate about your horses because she has horses and such. And she was just talking before the show about some problems. You know, this is the thing I'm getting. First of all, May, you're a smart woman. You're an intelligent woman. And it does also look like you have are you own these horses with somebody else? And there's a reason why I'm asking. Okay,
well, actually,
that's fantastic.
Actually, the one that has the allergy, my granddaughter has it in Iowa. I'm in South Dakota, and she has it in Iowa. And
okay.
So I watch over them. I'm like,
okay,
I call
but you're
myself
the
horse
you're
doctor.
You're the caregiver.
Yeah.
Okay, but so both of these horses, you know, I suggest. You definitely, you know, this has happened. I'm getting that this has happened before where you undermined yourself. I feel that there's definitely a reason for you that you're feeling or you're smelling or whatever way you're getting your perception with this, that there's a definite concerned that I'm wondering why you wouldn't feel otherwise to think that maybe there is something wrong, whether, and, you know, Brenda having, you know, the ability, like I said, she's a person with the, yeah, Doug, with the horse and everything. And Brenda, I am going to have Brenda interact for a minute because of the smell.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Brenda?
Yes, that'd be
good. I've had several
Thank you.
Elderly horses on my property. They always end up with me, and, you know, the smell is part of... How old are the horses? Are they over 25?
One of them is 28, and one of them is 22, I think. And yeah. But one of them had been injured, and I just got done giving her... I take her to the vet and so forth, and in... I don't know. I just, you know, sometimes get frustrated with the care and so forth. I just feel like there might be something there, but they're not finding it. And what should I do next? Are you seeing something, or is it just worrying about my old mares?
You know what? Those old mares are tough. I mean, I just put down a 37-year-old a couple months ago, so I've had a number of old ones. But that smell is... it's coming from the older one.
Okay.
And it's part of her process. And I'm seeing a lot of, you know, internal stuff breaking down. But, you know, her heart is still there. She's an old warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's yeah. A lot of that smell's coming from her womb area. The womb area.
Okay. Oh, dear.
And, I'm not seeing anything dire at this time. It just looks like, you know, make her comfortable, because I'm also seeing some trouble walking. Are they kind of like stiff right now?
The older one, stiff.
Not the 22-year-old. The 22-year-old I see has other issues.
Is arthritic.
Huh?
The 28-year-old one is arthritic, very arthritic.
Mm-hmm.
And see, then they have trouble with their teeth. They both have trouble with their teeth, and I give them, I try to give them, I soak like beets and, you know, the beets,
pellets,
and then
yeah.
I put the grain in with it, and then I give them elderly feed to go with it to supplement them. But then when I had the antibiotic, I'm thinking that maybe it took away their stomach enzymes and stuff. So I'm just kind of like... getting frustrated.
You know, it's interesting. Horses are very visual, and since you're connected with these horses, you should talk to them, because with my horses, I have found that hands-on healing really works. Anything like Reiki, and you put your hand on them, you send them healing energy, they'll show you where they hurt, and she's also going to tell you what's going on with her. This is a feed issue on some levels, especially with the one who's got allergies.
Okay. Now the one that has the allergy, she's in a different state, and she's younger. So
I'm still picking up her energy.
I have three that I'm talking about right now, but the two older ones are with me, and the other one that has the allergies is not, and I'm really worried about her because she has trouble breathing and
yeah, I'm picking up her energy really strong, kind of overriding the other two ones. The other two ones, you know what, they're hanging in there. And they might be just like my old mare. She was eating all the way until the vet came to put her down. So, you know, they're making do with the best they can, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So give me just a little bit of advice about the decision to put them down, and when you know what
they're
going to
tell you when they're ready. They'll tell you when they're ready. When they stop eating, that's when. Then mm-hmm. and you know, when they really it's hard to get them to eat. That's the best indication. I had an extenuating circumstance with my old mare. She was down to only two legs that were good. But if you got her on the if you have them on bute, if they're on bute for an extended time. And they're going to tell you. You'll see it in their eyes.
Okay.
You'll see it in their eyes.
I took them off. I don't have them on bute right now.
Yeah, they probably need it. It probably would give them some comfort.
Because of what it does to their stomach.
So.
Okay.
It doesn't matter at that age. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Okay. That was lovely.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was great, Brenda. Thanks for stepping in because you had brought up in the beginning before we started.
My head is spinning.
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks everyone for stopping in this evening to our show. And in the chat room, I wasn't able to interact as much, but thank you. And also, if you would like in the chat room, because we have such a fantastic chat room, if you'd like, we'd really like to have more people in the chat room. It just would add to all of us tormenting. I'm just kidding. I think it's a really great chat room, and everybody in here is just fantastic. And so please bring someone in as a date. That's a good way. If you're asking about romance, bring a date into the chat room that you feel might get a lovely kick out of it. I think they would. And also, anybody wants to listen to the reading and the show online, they can find that on the archives a couple hours after the show tonight. It should be up a few hours or so. So thank you. And that brings us yet to another lovely show that we do. And thank you to Doug for running the chat room and running us crazy. No, running us. Next week's show is from Brenda. And Brenda, what do you have planned?
It's called Get a Life. It's about positive thinking and positive, you know, affirmations and how to create, kind of using your personality profile and to give yourself an extra boost into some, you know, personal goals on all levels, you know, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So
I love the title.
Yeah, it's called Get a Life, and the book that she wrote is called Get a Life. And I like that because, you know what, everybody's always pissing and moaning, and maybe they just need to get a life, right?
Yeah, like myself included.
Look, I've done my share in the last week, so.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, we can say our goodbyes. Good night. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.